Meta faces legal scrutiny over WhatsApp privacy, claims a high-stakes privacy lawsuit in a U.S. district court has placed Meta, the parent company of WhatsApp, under intense scrutiny.
This isn't just a legal battle. It's a test of trust in the digital age.
Plaintiffs allege that Meta possesses a backdoor, enabling access to private WhatsApp chats, directly challenging the platform's end-to-end encryption, E2EE, promise.
If true, this would shatter the foundation of WhatsApp's reputation as a secure tool, trusted by billions worldwide.
The lawsuit raises critical questions about corporate transparency, digital privacy, and the integrity of encryption technology in an era of pervasive data collection.
The core of the allegation, the lawsuit, centers on the claim that Meta maintains a hidden pathway to access user conversations, despite its public commitment to privacy.
Plaintiffs argue that if true, this would mean private messages, photos, and videos shared on WhatsApp are not as secure as advertised.
The allegations suggest that Meta could potentially intercept or monitor encrypted communications, violating user trust and privacy expectations.
Such a breach would have far-reaching consequences, especially for those relying on WhatsApp for sensitive discussions, like financial transactions or legal consultations.
The plaintiff's case hinges on the assertion that Meta's encryption infrastructure is compromised.
They contend that the company's technical capabilities and past actions suggest the existence of a backdoor, which could be exploited to access user data.
This claim is hypothetical. It's tied to specific allegations about Meta's history of complying with government data requests.
The lawsuit seeks to compel Meta to disclose how it manages encryption keys and whether it has ever accessed user messages.
Meta's firm denial, Meta, has categorically denied the allegations, with a company executive publicly stating that the company has not built or maintained any backdoor to WhatsApp chats.
According to Meta, its end-to-end encryption protocol functions as intended, ensuring only the sender and recipient can access message contents.
The company emphasizes that encryption keys are stored exclusively on users' devices, meaning even Meta cannot decrypt messages.
This aligns with WhatsApp's privacy policies, which assert the platform cannot access or monitor private conversations.
Meta's defense is supported by its technical infrastructure.
The company explains that E2EE encrypts messages on users' devices using a unique key pair, never transmitted to Meta servers.
This design ensures even if servers are breached, messages remain unreadable.
Meta further argues the lawsuit's claims stem from misunderstandings of encryption, and that the company has no legal or technical ability to access user data.
The company's stance is reinforced by public statements and technical documentation.
For example, Meta has repeatedly stated it cannot see, read, or listen to private messages because encryption keys are stored locally.
This position mirrors the broader tech industry's emphasis on no backdoor as a key selling point.
Why this lawsuit matters, this legal battle extends beyond Meta, touching on fundamental issues of digital privacy, corporate accountability, and encryption's role in protecting user data.
The case has significant implications for users, tech companies, and policymakers, raising questions about balancing privacy rights and government oversight.
1. User trust and market impact. WhatsApp's popularity hinges on its promise of secure communication.
A ruling against Meta could erode user trust, leading to a mass exodus to alternatives like Signal or Telegram.
This shift would disrupt Meta's revenue and the messaging industry's competitive landscape.
Businesses relying on WhatsApp for sensitive interactions could face reputational damage and financial losses.
The lawsuit also highlights users' vulnerability if encrypted messaging is compromised.
This could prompt users to adopt stricter security measures, or seek more privacy-focused alternatives.
2. Legal precedent and regulatory implications. The outcome could set a legal precedent for holding tech companies accountable for privacy practices.
If the court rules in favor of the plaintiffs, Meta may face regulatory scrutiny and be compelled to disclose more about its encryption infrastructure.
This could lead to stricter regulations, requiring greater transparency in data handling practices.
The case also raises questions about tech companies' legal obligations to cooperate with law enforcement.
While governments argue backdoors are necessary for national security, privacy advocates warn they could compromise all users' security.
This tension between privacy and security is at the heart of the lawsuit, shaping future debates about encryption regulation.
3. The encryption debate. The lawsuit has reignited the global debate over encryption's role in protecting user privacy.
Privacy advocates argue strong encryption is essential to safeguard data against cyber threats and surveillance.
They warn that any compromise in encryption could have catastrophic consequences for digital security.
Law enforcement and governments, however, have long advocated for backdoors to combat terrorism and cybercrime.
They argue without such access, investigations into criminal activities would be impossible.
This tension between individual privacy and collective security is central to the case.
The road ahead as the lawsuit progresses through the U.S. District Court, both sides will present evidence and technical expert testimony.
The plaintiffs must prove a backdoor exists and that Meta has used it to access user data.
This will require demonstrating how the encryption infrastructure can be compromised, potentially through server logs or internal communications.
Meta will defend its technical infrastructure and public statements, emphasizing its encryption protocols are secure.
The company may also challenge the plaintiff's claims by arguing the lawsuit is based on misunderstandings or speculation.
The court's decision will shape the future of private messaging and the accountability of tech companies in the digital age.